This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, the Festivus episode. We are going to be live on all of these upcoming holidays. Festivus, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day, whatever the day after Boxing Day is, the day after that, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
Every day is happy.
Yes. Although on Festivus, it is traditional to air grievances. We're not going to start the show with that, but if you would like to join us and air your grievances, as long as it's radio friendly, you're free to do that. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
I'm Laurel.
And we're actually going to head to the phones early.
Oh, wow. Grievances already.
Yeah, it's, unusual to have somebody waiting on the phones when the show starts, but we've got Parker in Washington. Parker, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Parker,
yes.
Are you there?
No thoughts.
Parker, let me try unmuting the ISDN in addition to the Comrex and see if that works. Otherwise, I will put him back on hold. We will try that again. I don't know if he stepped away from the phone or what happened, but we'll try it again.
He was probably not expecting to get on right away.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. So, headline that I saw earlier today from a website called Futurism, and then I just linked over or clicked over to the article from the CBC. Headline, they kill jobs. Meet the Canadians refusing to use self-checkout. Now, I don't know how popular or whatnot these self-checkout things are. I do know that several of the stores around here, especially grocery stores, have started adding in more self-checkouts.
I love self-checkouts. I love them so much. I love them for a number of reasons. One of them is when I am at a fast food place, I don't have to repeat my order three times until they get it right. I just put it in the machine and it comes out right every single time. I love it at the grocery store because I can pack my own groceries and I don't have to, like, I have a little bit of OCD, and when I see them doing the groceries, I have to look away. So I just do it myself. It's so much better. And I just like not having to deal with any people. I don't like people that much, so I love the machines.
For me, it's about what allows me to get out of the store fastest.
Yeah.
If the shortest line is at the self-check and I've only got a handful of things, I'm going there. If the shortest line is with, a human checker outer person, I'm going there. Or if I have a large amount of items, I'm not going to run all of that through the self-checkout.
Right.
But let's jump into the story here. It says, Tom Ebern and his wife Peggy are self-checkout virgins. They refuse to use the machines, determined to keep cashiers employed. Tom, who lives in Chilliwack, British Columbia, says, we will resist as long as we can. I think any job loss is a step backwards.
This happens so often with new types of technology, as people say, well, it's going to destroy all the jobs.
I'm not using that horseless carriage.
Exactly, but they'll find other jobs elsewhere in the economy, especially right now the economy is very robust. This is actually the best time for this to be happening because there are so many other jobs available that it can happen rather seamlessly.
Right, and unemployment is fairly low, although
exactly.
To be fair, the unemployment numbers aren't exactly a 100% accurate testament of how many people are working versus how many people aren't working, because you have people that for a myriad of reasons might be looking for work but not collecting unemployment, so they don't show up in the unemployment numbers as unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that might be retired or working part-time that, based on whatever arbitrary definition of who's in, quote-unquote, the workforce, might either be counted as working or just not counted at all.
Right.
So,
regardless, not using the automated cashiers is not going to work. It's not going to keep the technology from moving forward. People will demand the automated cashiers.
Right.
So,
right.
Just
and
use
then,
them.
We've already covered stories where Amazon apparently is working on stores that mm-hmm. don't even have registers.
One of the things that's going on right now with automation is that some jobs are coming back to the United States because if the manufacturer can automate the items more cheaply in the U.S. than hiring cheap labor abroad, they'll actually do it in the U.S. So there has been an increase in manufacturing jobs recently in the United States as the jobs come back.
Somebody's got to make these self-checkout machines.
Exactly.
Somebody has to learn how to program and update these self-checkout machines.
And repair them.
They don't repair themselves. They're not autonomous beings. They are not artificial intelligence.
So it is quite likely that when you look at the automation as a whole, at least for the time being, it's a net increase in the jobs as the manufacturing jobs return to the United States.
Let's go to David calling in from California. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, how are you? You know, it's funny. I'm at San Francisco, and
yep.
they've been testing these driverless cars out here, and they've got dozens of these robot cars driving around with these cameras that whirl around. They probably take 10,000 photographs a minute. And apparently they're trying to capture every nuance of every road. And just like when you look at Google Maps,
it's a little creepy what they have online. Yeah.
So what I do, I ride a bicycle and I flip the bird at them. So I know that they're getting maybe 200,000 shots of the bird being flipped at them.
Just
and every
from
once
you.
In a while, I'll talk to them through their window at the intersections and ask if they'll get a real job. Because the point is they've got humans in the cars, and sometimes they've got three or four of them in there. But just the very idea that somebody's taken 20 pieces of silver to sell out. You know, right now it's a requirement that somebody have insurance as they drive around. Now, if there's one of these driverless cars, who's paying the insurance? Who's putting together the insurance policy on a driverless car? And what happens when anybody has a wreck tied to it? There's not a. In fact, there's a stipulation in the. We've got our Bill of Rights in America tied to our Constitution, but the United Nations has a Bill of Rights that basically uses ours and then adds to it by adding you cannot be tried by automated means. And so these, the stoplight cameras, the red light cameras, the idea of having, being tried by a robot.
You supposedly have a right to face your accuser.
Mm-hmm.
How do you call
bring in the robot?
How do you call the robot camera thing onto the stand? You can't. And then David, you asked the question about what happens with the insurance regulations and some of the other things.
That's what lawyers are for.
Well,
yay!
That is what lawyers are for, but a lot of the laws and statutes are written such that whoever is in control of the vehicle, well, if it's autonomous and driving itself, they would say that whoever pressed the start button, I guess, would be in control. Well, what happens if you're using the autonomous vehicle to get yourself home instead of trying to drive a car because you're too drunk? Are you in control? Can you be drunk in a driverless car?
I think it's going to be whoever owns the car, because somebody's going to own the car. So I imagine that the person responsible would be that person, unless the drunk person did something to
sabotage it. If you let me borrow your car... then I'm responsible for speeding tickets, not you.
That's true, but I would be liable if you got it in. We would both be liable if you got in an accident.
David,
well,
thank
the maintenance
you for,
of the fleet.
Hold on, David. Sounds like you've got more. Hold the line. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is, again, the toll-free call-in line. It's how you can call in and join us There's also the Discord call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm, and there's actually a lot more over at the Discord. There's all kinds of chat rooms, both text chat, and you can actually do audio chat with other Discord users over there at discord.lrn.fm. So we started off and we barely even got into the topic about the self-checkout, and apparently there are some Canadians that really don't like them. I don't know if it's the Canadians just being polite or if they really don't like automation or whatnot. We can delve back into this topic a little bit more. But it led to a call about driverless cars. And we've got David on the line again from California. David, you were saying that there's these driverless cars that drive around in San Francisco, and you said they've got a lot of cameras on them, but there's, currently some problems because they're still in the quote, testing phase, so state law requires that a human driver be in the automated car, even while it's in automated mode. But it sounded like you had more to say about the topic, so go ahead.
Well, yeah, it has to do with the fleet maintenance. So if you start thinking about, like, pizza deliveries, Amazon delivery, any number of different, whether it's UPS or drones or any of these other automated systems that are
Yeah, and we actually had somebody call in earlier in the week, or would have been last week, talking about some tests that are being done, I think, in the Phoenix area, where a grocery store is testing delivery of groceries using driverless cars.
Right, yeah, and I saw some of the numbers on it. They're talking about, 30 cents an hour to run an automated car like that? 30 cents an hour. I mean, it's insane to imagine how cheap that is,
right,
and how many jobs you could destroy by undercutting in that way. Well, if you look up the old expression, efficiency experts, back around 100 years ago, really, World War One, shortly after World War One, efficiency experts were laughed out of the world of economics because they had caused so much trouble. And the fleet management of these automated cars, imagine you've got these budget cutters that say, oh, look here, we can fire all of the humans, we can stick in these robot cars, but then, say like 3 or 4 years later, the guy that buys all of the parts for these automated cars decides to do it on the cheap. Or he ends up with some counterfeit parts from China, or, there was an airplane that just crashed, I'm trying to think if it was in the Philippines, and it was found that the plane had some defective parts on it.
So there was a lack of quality control.
Exactly. Well, they knew that it was supposed to be taken out of service, and the pilot and the crew knew that this thing was defective. They were having problems on the earlier flight. They didn't want it to fly, but they didn't have the courage enough to take a chance with their jobs to protect their own lives. And they took off, and within minutes it crashed and everybody died.
So what does this have to do with automation?
Well, in the case of efficiency experts, the fleet management gets into the idea of buying 10,000 parts for all of these things. They buy defective parts, and then, bam, who's the insurance policy on defective parts that are running around?
That doesn't sound like a problem with efficiency.
Oh.
That sounds like a problem with
shady
businessman.
Okay, but I think this is what you're saying, that when you have this automation and you have one person handling all of the machines, that person can screw up all of the machines at the same time, which is something you wouldn't
happen.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so it's putting all your eggs in one basket with a major corporation. It's one thing if it's just some dumb, grocery chain that has, experimental nephew that decides to test that works. But when you end up with UPS doing it, or up here in Northern California, there was a truck that was using, it was a diesel that had some defective parts on it that made the fuel overheat and it caught fire and the truck ran out of control. It basically created a fire underneath the driver. He jumped. He didn't know what to do and ran across the median and crashed into. And I think he killed like a whole football team and a school bus. And so it turned out that that was an example of this, that the fleet management of, I think that was FedEx, that it was a FedEx truck, and they had a whole bunch of these defective fuel. I'm trying to think of it had to do with, you know, diesels don't have a carburetor, but fuel injectors. They had these faulty fuel injectors, and somebody had bought them for every FedEx truck on the road, and they were having troubles all across the country with these things exploding. And in this case,
so should they go back to horse and buggy for stuff? Because, you know, that's the only way that you're not going to have mechanical errors.
Well, no, it's the idea that monopoly, putting all your eggs in one basket.
FedEx is not a monopoly, David.
Well,
FedEx is not a monopoly.
But okay, but you do bring up an interesting point with automation, that the more vehicles you have being repaired by the same person, the greater the chance that you're going to have that person making the same mistake in every vehicle, and you'll have an entire fleet with the same problem. That is a possibility.
Right,
and
but at the same time, if you have, and David, thank you for the call, if you have, say, 1,000 mechanics, uh-huh, and then you have to have every mechanic look at every vehicle before it goes on the road, then nothing ever winds up getting done.
Well,
so
even though
there's got to be a line somewhere.
I mean,
between
he brings
that
up an interesting problem that I think that should be paid attention to, but I don't think that's a reason not to move forward with automation. I really don't think you can stop automation at this point, so it shouldn't be a question of.
Right, let's go back to using horses and buggies.
Right, exactly. We can't.
You know, maybe chariots if you're in a hurry and you're just traveling with yourself. We've got to get rid of chainsaws and everybody go back to using pickaxes
to chop down
trees.
We really have no choice but to move forward with automation, because if we don't, other countries will. This is exactly what happened to the Ottoman Empire when other countries were industrializing. The Ottoman Empire refused to do so for a lot of these reasons, for religious reasons, because they didn't want people to lose jobs. And now most people don't know what the Ottoman Empire was.
Right.
So we have to move forward with automation. There's no choice. The question is, how do we best do it for our society, not how do we stop it?
Right. Let's try Parker in Washington one more time. Parker, are you there?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right. That's good. So I wanted to call in tonight because so my family and I were going down to San Antonio to watch the Alamo Bowl. We're big Cougar fans. And everyone else in my family, with the exception of me, is going through a clear system to go through the security at GTAC. I have chosen to abstain from doing that because I feel as though even if
Parker, hold the thought. We'll come back with you in just a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
You know how USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump picks Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan to become the acting defense secretary to replace James Mattis. Shanahan starts January 1st. Now, this is much earlier than the departure date of February 28th that Mattis mentions in his resignation letter. Mattis resigning after President Trump decides to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. President Trump on Twitter saying of Shanahan, Patrick has a long list of accomplishments while serving as deputy and previously at Boeing. He will be great! Exclamation point. And we are still in the midst of a partial government shutdown, the Senate out till Thursday. President Trump staying in Washington instead of heading to Florida for Christmas. He refuses to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall. Here's the president in a recorded White House message.
The only thing that's going to stop that is great border security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
I'm Laurel.
And we had a caller a few minutes ago who was sounding very much like he's opposed to any form of automation because bad things can happen. But automation also allows you to do things like, oh, keep an eye on your house when you're away. You could use, say, the Blink motion-activated security system. And there's probably a lot of people that are going to be traveling in the upcoming weeks. And, you know, a lot of them want to keep an eye on their house, make sure there's no burglars, make sure there's not package thieves, things of that sort. Well, with the Blink home security system, you can actually monitor your home from your smartphone or other portable device, like a tablet. And it works with Alexa, so you can just say something along the lines of, Alexa, check my Blink cameras. And the best part, there's no contracts, there's no subscriptions, they're wire-free. Did I mention they're wire-free? The AA batteries last up to 2 years, and the systems are totally affordable. And I realize it's probably a little late to be ordering holiday gifts right now, but the Blink camera system does make a perfect holiday gift. Unfortunately, you missed the savings of up to 40% on the outdoor XT and add-on cameras, but you can still get some good prices because the Blink system is very affordable. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. So let's go back to Parker, who called in from Washington, said he's going to be doing some traveling coming up. And Parker, you said that most of your family signed up for some kind of thing called Clear, which I actually
did a
search for, and apparently it's something kind of like TSA PreCheck, but it's a different thing, and it apparently uses biometrics, such as your fingerprints and scans of your eyes.
I have decided not to do that because even though they don't share or sell that biometric data to anyone, which is a good thing, I don't know how secure their servers are or whatever they're storing that data on. And if someone could hack into that and get biometric data, well, who knows what sort of damage they could do with it. So what I wonder is, are my concerns unfounded and ridiculous, or is there some logic behind my concerns? And would you agree with where I'm coming from?
What agency runs Clear? Like, who's it with?
It's not affiliated with the DHS or CSA. So I think it's a private company.
Okay, but what's it for? Is it for getting on airplanes?
It's for airport security.
It's like an alternative to TSA PreCheck.
Okay.
So you pay some kind of fee, and then they wind up scanning and doing some background checks, make sure that you're not a terrorist. And then when you get to the airport, as long as it's an airport with the Clear security line, then you would just go through there, and they'd scan to make sure that you are who you say you are and that you're in their system. And I'm not sure. I'm on the website, and it doesn't say who runs this, but it does say that it is certified by the Department of Homeland Security. I would say that if your concern about using this is, well, I don't know how secure their servers are, have you ever used a credit card and posted that number online to make a purchase?
No, I have used debit cards.
All right. Mm-hmm. Basically the same thing. I realize that, you know, there are some differences between a credit card and debit card.
I'm giving them a look. It's you can get your credit card replaced. If somebody steals the number, you can get a new one. You can't get a new set of fingerprints.
You can't replace your face or your retina or your...
Right. But the point is, you're providing certain information that somebody could wind up spending money that you didn't authorize. Do you know about how secure any of the websites are that you have ever used your bank card on?
Right, but my bank and my credit card company will replace the money. They're actually pretty good about that.
But he said his concern is about the security of the server that's holding the data.
Right, and people have gotten a hold of my credit card information, and I had to get my credit card replaced.
I'm just pointing
out that I can't replace my fingerprints.
Unless you're concerned about the security of every website that you visit on the internet, then I wouldn't use that as the primary reason for why to oppose using this Clear thing. There are other reasons to oppose using the Clear thing, possibly the Department of Homeland Security to have your retina scans.
And there it is.
That and biometrics aren't necessarily the most secure method of identification because let's say something happens and you burn a fingerprint.
Right. CIS requires I'm an immigration lawyer. CIS requires my clients to get new fingerprints done every year. So if their adjustment of status case is going on for a long time, they have to redo their fingerprints if it takes more than a year. It's kind of crazy.
Right.
But I totally understand your concerns and I agree with you. I would be worried about them getting out there. The thing is, I've had to give my fingerprints to a number of different agencies.
Right.
In order to be licensed, I had to give my fingerprints to the state bar. I worked for Janie Montgomery Scott for for a little while, a number of years ago, which is a financial institution. I had to give my fingerprints then. I did do TSA pre-check. I had to give my fingerprints then.
Yeah.
So I've already given my fingerprints to a number of different agencies. Can somebody steal it? You know what? It's possible, but
Somebody can take if they really want your fingerprints, and Parker, thank you for the call. If they really, really, really want your fingerprints, they could just follow you around and look at everything you've touched all day and do some high-tech stuff.
Right, but then it's a matter of you don't want to make it easy for them. So you don't want somebody sitting in, you know, a room half a world away to be able to go on and steal hundreds of people's fingerprints. But then what use are your fingerprints? You know, it's an identification measure, so there's a lot of agencies that are going to want to use that.
Right.
So living in the modern world, if you want to advance in some way, at some point it's likely, unfortunately, that you're going to be fingerprinted. It kind of sucks, but it's happened to me several times.
Yeah.
And I've never been arrested.
My big concern here is I can't figure out who's actually running this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whereas at least with the TSA pre-check, I know that that's the federal government that's running the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up getting it. It was cheaper for me to get the Nexus card that includes TSA pre-check than to just get TSA pre-check.
Okay. What's Nexus? They've got all these systems out there now. So I don't know what they are.
Nexus is if I want to go to Canada, which I will be next summer running the Bay of Fundy Marathon. So when I go to Canada, I get fast-tracked across the border because they've already verified that I'm not a criminal and I am who I say I am. So I just show them the Nexus card and they scan it and they're like, yep, it's you.
Okay.
Come on through. Welcome to Canada, eh?
Is it a Canadian system?
No. It's
a U.S. government?
But it's a joint thing where I had to have a meeting with U.S. Border Patrol and Canadian Border Patrol.
Okay.
And then they both did some background checks, and they're like, yep, you're good.
So is it just between the U.S. and Canada, or are other countries a party to it?
I'm not sure. But I know that, you know, like the easy part is going to Canada.
Right. Well, here in New Hampshire, there would be certain advantages to that. So.
Right.
I just moved here a few months ago, so I could see why living here you would want that.
And I know that they had mentioned about certain international airports. So, like, if I fly to, say, Europe out of Montreal, then there's some kind of expedited something there.
Right.
But I don't remember exactly what it is.
So it's all about what do we want to give the government in exchange for convenience.
Right, and you know, they already have my fingerprints.
Yeah.
I used to work for an airline, had to get the FBI background checks all the time.
Yep.
DOT clearances. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lickochops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are free to call in and talk live to us. And, yes, we are going to be live on all of these upcoming holidays. Tonight is Festivus, so if you have some airing of the grievances, you can do that. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve. The day after that is Christmas. Boxing Day. Next Monday is New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Yeah, all of those. We're live every night of the week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can call in. Again, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's head back to the phones where we've got Gabrielle calling in from Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy that I got on. I love you guys more than anything in the world.
Aww.
You guys rock.
Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so I think President Trump is doing a wonderful job.
And, okay.
He's like the sexiest man I've ever seen.
You think so?
Okay, so I want to start with, you think he's doing a good job. Is there anything specific that you think he's done a good job on?
Well, he's done so many things that I can't even count. Like, I gotta think of one.
Taxes. Tariffs? Adding tariffs, cutting taxes, banning bump stocks, doing a temporary shutdown of the government now for the third time in his presidency.
He hasn't shut down the government three times in his presidency, has he?
This is the third supposed government shutdown, where it's really only like 5 to 8% that winds up being shut down. But this is the third.
I didn't realize it was
during
the third
his presidency, and Republicans control Congress.
Yeah.
So his party is controlling Congress, and they still can't pass.
I think there's a fight within the Republican Party.
Oh, there certainly is.
Yeah.
But, you know, generally, if there's this thing they call a shutdown, that, again, it's really only like 5 to 8% that actually gets shut down. It's generally when one party controls the White House and a different party controls Congress, or control of Congress is split where one house is controlled by one party, the other house controlled by the other.
Now, with the tariffs, though, it seems like he's entering into or participating in a trade war with China, but it seems to be having an effect. There's been some commentators saying, you know what, he took a risk and it seems to be working, that China is backing down.
There's also been, what was it, like $12 billion earmarked to give to farmers who were harmed by his tariffs. So, Gabrielle, you like the harm done to farmers by tariffs plus the bailout to the farmers?
Well, there's a few things that I don't like about him. Like, he makes fun of the disabled and everything else. Like, I don't like that because I'm a disabled person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, because I have brain injuries.
Okay.
So he makes fun of us, and
but do you like him because you feel he represents the people?
Yes.
Do you like him because he seems to be fighting against the establishment?
Yes.
Do you like him because he's more honest than a lot of other politicians? Now, he gets things wrong. He makes, like, factual errors. But
right.
I've heard some reporters
call that honesty when he makes things up.
Well, that he... No,
he
I'm not sure he's making things
up.
I think he just doesn't get things right. But this was a reporter said this recently, that Trump, it was one of the most honest presidents, and it was actually a left-wing reporter, because it was in regard to the Khashoggi incident that Trump was saying, yeah, I don't really like it, but we've got this big arms deal with Saudi Arabia, and it's all this hundreds of billions of dollars, so we're just going to stick with it. And the reporter was like, that was really honest.
He also claimed that Saudi Arabia winds up just getting those arms for free and that they don't pay for them. Gabrielle, thank you for the call. Yeah, he said something, and I forget the exact quote, but it was, if we stopped giving arms to the Saudis, then they would wind up being overthrown in 2 weeks.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I'm going to have to find the actual quote. Let's go to Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It'd be at least 4 weeks before they're overthrown, Daryl. Now, you were trolling, you and Ian were trolling yesterday for callers to call in and say that they were not particularly pleased with the bump stock ban. And I am one of those persons, and I don't even own one. But I understand the principle of the thing, and it's moving further away from my version of the Second Amendment, which is anything that the military has, I should be able to own, even if it's ridiculous, like, you know, a Ford-class aircraft carrier. And so he does this thing, and the reasoning behind it is shaky at best, and the procedures that he used, well, a lot of Second Amendment supporters are giving him some slack and saying that this is the government doing this. But no, he could tell Matthew Whitaker, isn't that the AG right now, the acting AG?
Oh, man, they have such musical chairs over there. Who is it now?
I think it's Matthew Whitaker. But
oh, yeah, Whitaker.
Yeah, he has a nominee, but the nominee hasn't taken office
yet.
Yeah.
Right. He could tell him, no, we're not going to do this. It just doesn't make any sense. And how are you ever going to get all of those things back?
This is one of my problems with the new rule, is that it becomes illegal to own something that you already have.
That the government said was legal to own.
Exactly, that you purchased legally and you had legally, and now it's in your house, and this thing that you acquired legally is now illegal for you to have. So that's kind of a problem.
Right. And there's two things about this. One is that this could lead to, you know, Bundy Ranch times 10 incident, which, you know, really bad, really ugly, potential to trigger a civil war, which is really not a good thing. Mm-hmm. I know people say that, bring on the civil war!
Yeah,
I'll take it for my cold dead hands. But I like flush toilets.
Yeah.
That's the way when you have a civil war.
And electricity. And, yeah.
All of those wonderful things. So it become very uncomfortable, and old farts like me probably die. Okay. Mm-hmm. No big deal. I'm prepared, fully prepared to realize that I'm going to die at some point. And the other part, the other problem is that it's a political problem, is that, you know, November is hunting season. So a lot of people who put off their hunting expeditions to vote for Trump in 2016 will probably be like, yeah, you know what? He's banned them dumb stocks. I think I'll just go out and bag myself a deer.
Matt Christensen did a really great video. Matt Christensen did a great video on YouTube regarding the whole bump stock ban. And so I would recommend going and watching that.
I will probably endeavor to do so. I've just discovered Matt Christensen because he came to the defense of Sargon. But the whole thing is that it's just dumb. And this guy is supposed to be some kind of genius. Well, gee whiz, you just cheesed off one quarter of your base. Who are you hoping to replace them with? Nobody will support you because supporting Donald Trump, you know, you'd be called a Nazi, a deplorable, a despicable, and every other name on earth.
But you have to admit, Matthew, that there are a segment of people that they'll vote for whoever has an R next to their name just because they fear the Democrats. And there's a segment of the population that will vote for whoever has a D next to their name because they fear the Republicans.
Well, to be honest with you, I will vote for Donald Trump versus President Kamala Harris. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you there 100%.
No, there's no question about it. But if there's a really strong libertarian, now I've got problems with the Libertarian Party. I'm a guy who believes in borders. The Libertarian currently has gone globalist. I guess you're trying to get Koch brother money.
Okay, so look up paleo libertarian, which is what I am. Paleo libertarian. So that is
paleo
libertarian.
So you don't eat carbs?
Yeah. It's a libertarian who essentially believes in borders. That's pretty much it. It's not a globalist.
So you're a libertarian nationalist. I didn't know such a thing could exist.
Yep.
Wow. There are all flavors, Matthew. Thank you for the call. And I found the quote from Donald Trump that I'll read in moments. Plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus a new study about parachutes. Maybe not actually saving people's lives? We'll get into it. This is Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.